Drink less has been the consistent health advice to Australians for decades now. In fact, just this month, the official guidelines for how much alcohol is safe to drink were revised down yet again. But new research shows most of us have no idea what the official recommendation from health authorities is. Social factors, on the other hand, have a lot more to do with people's reasons for limiting their drinks. Alexandra Beach has the story.
Many of us tend to drink a little extra at this time of year, and while authorities are cautioning people to limit the number of drinks they consume, researchers have found most Australians aren't really listening.
So the volume we found has tended to be quite unimportant in how people define responsible drinking.
Professor Simone Dennis leads a team from the Australian National University in Canberra that's been conducting research in pubs and bars around the country. The project was commissioned by the industry body, Alcohol Beverages Australia. Earlier this month, authorities revised down the national drinking guidelines. While previously Australians had been urged to limit their intake to 2 drinks a day, that's now been downgraded to no more than 10 drinks per week. But the team from ANU's found most Australians have no idea what the official guidelines are anyway.
Not only are they not using it, they couldn't tell us what it was. So we had these wildly inaccurate notions of what that might be. So instead of observing, you know, the 2-drink kind of standard that we're used to in Australia that we know about, people are talking about how you offset or you avoid the consequences of drinking in a way that is going to cause some kind of harm to other people.
The consequences that people focus on could be wanting to avoid being under the weather for work the next day or not being able to drive your children to school in the morning. The researchers found people would remember a time they embarrassed themselves or their relatives and try to drink less because of that, not because they were sticking to official guidelines. They also found people had pretty similar views of what irresponsible drinking looked like. Primarily, that was drink driving, but many also frowned upon drinking alone.
This could happen in the drinking establishment itself. So whenever someone was, you know, becoming isolated from a group, people thought that was a bad thing to do.
That view extended to bar staff, who were more likely to keep serving a customer alcohol if they were amongst friends who'd make sure they behaved. Professor Dennis found these social-based ways of moderating drinking were particularly strong in smaller, tight-knit communities outside the major cities. She says this could have implications for future attempts to counter problem drinking because the guidelines aren't resonating.
We might have some places to start from that people are already doing that we could build on to help make an alcohol strategy that's A, meaningful to people, and B, that they're skilled at already.
Simon Strawn from Drinkwise, which is a not-for-profit group set up by the alcohol industry, is hoping more people will also pay attention to the recommended limits and moderate their drinking.
Most Australians are drinking within the guidelines, which is pleasing, but for those that are drinking outside of those, we'd encourage them to stick with the NHMRC advice, which is no more than 10 standard drinks across the course of a week. And in particular, just remember that no more than 4 on a single day. And that helps lower your risk.
And he agrees that family relationships can help people remember to behave themselves.
In particular, at this time of year, we'd encourage all Australian adults to remember to role model their behaviours in front of their kids. If you're choosing to have a drink, make sure you're doing so responsibly, which is about really making sure that parents are exhibiting the right behaviours.
Simon Strawn from Drinkwise, and that report was from Alexandra Beach.